The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many Japanese fishermen have made the decision to sell their products online rather than locally in person. The change in consumer demand has brought new opportunities to Japanese e-commerce industries for fresh products. 45-year-old fisherman and seafood company owner Hashimoto Jun has experienced firsthand the impact of the epidemic in Japan.
Our seafood orders were basically cut off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most seafood shops where orders used to come from were closed, so the sales dropped badly.
Fortunately for fishermen, there is still a demand for seafood on the internet, and for some, this is an opportunity to even expand their businesses. E-commerce platforms are replacing local street shops to become the most common business venue. Hashimoto doubled down on this online market by giving lessons how to cut the fish through live streams.
See, this sound of a knife scratching fish bones can be the sign of a nice cut. I want to show people that this is an activity involving not only hands, but also ears.
This new business model has increased sales with registered users of the e-commerce platform where Hashimoto Jun is based, pushing 200,000 from 50,000 before the pandemic. After 6 months of a nationwide shutdown, hundreds of movie theaters have been reopened all across the country in China, but with added safety precautions that have altered moviegoers' experiences. Face masks, glass screens at counters, and temperature checks are not the only differences with the reopening. Ticket sales are now only available online, and 30% of tickets are allowed to be sold per show. Most theaters also require at least a two-seat gap between viewers. Despite all of the new policies, this did not discourage 25-year-old human resources worker and movie fan Lu Yanggao from returning to the movie theater.
I'm very excited. I haven't watched a movie in more than half a year, so I just decided to take the day off and come experience it.
Prior to the reopening of an outlet of the SFC chain, one of China's largest movie theater franchises had the whole building undergo a thorough cleaning. The cinema's manager, Bo Yaopei, said viewers had been calling regularly asking when it might reopen.
Audiences have really been looking forward to this. To be able to enter cinemas, to sit together with others, and feel the happiness that movies bring.
For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from The Voice of America.